Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I'm leaving you, baby. Lord, I'm going back home today.
That's the late, great Stevie Ray bringing us back 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're celebrating our 18th anniversary with our good friend Sam Norwood. NorwoodAnalytics.com is his website. Sam is an advisor. He's been an advisor to CEOs for decades, and now he's helping us and has been now for about 15 years since he's joined our brain trust. Sam, thanks again for being here. There's a program on television most everybody knows about called Shark Tank.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan. I don't watch it. I have watched it, but I don't watch it because I don't like reality TV. I think reality TV is not good for society.
Yeah.
And I don't think Shark Tank, and if that makes me a fuddy-duddy, so be it. I think Shark Tank, I'm not sure that it some of the things that they do there are so unrealistic that it gives people who don't know anything about launching something and getting funding, making a pitch. Maybe the pitch part is good, but the rest of it seems to me to be unrealistic, and it gives people a bad impression, I think. And the way they go at each other seems to be unrealistic. What do you think, Sam?
Well, I kind of like it. And here's just a moment of background. I spent about 15 years as the Vice President of Corporate Development, buying and selling businesses for for our own account in a publicly traded conglomerate, and so I looked at hundreds and hundreds of businesses. We made a lot of acquisitions, and the process that they go through, the questions that they ask, are that they get to the point of, do you know your numbers? Do you have customers? Do you know your cost? Is it profitable? And we also, just like these guys, they make as much of a judgment on not just the product or the concept, but the individual pitching the concept. When a person goes on Shark Tank to an entrepreneur who's got a good business, got an idea going, and puts it up for discussion, some people just don't sell themselves well. And that's the biggest turnoff to a possible acquirer.
That is instructive. That part's instructive. I agree with that.
And you also notice that there are different personalities among the sharks.
Right.
There's one's a retail a branding person. Another one is a technology person, and they have different backgrounds, and that's important for an entrepreneur.
But they also have recently celebrities in there.
Well, that's
where they really lost me, Sam.
Well, the celebrities.
When they brought in people who don't know, with their washing or hanging out when it comes to business, to bring them into Shark Tank, you got to admit that's not good.
That's weak. That's really weak.
Yeah, thank you.
But it's important for an entrepreneur to be in front of the right person, and you can tell within the sharks that some are going to be attracted and some are not to a particular business, and that's true with entrepreneurs and so being guided in some way to be sure that you're in front of the right kind of folk when you're making your pitch is crucially important. And you also learn from this that having a neat idea is not enough. There may be angel investors who will invest early on with a neat idea, but not real investors who are looking for a return on their money. They want to see that the concept is proven out to have a real appeal and can be profitable and has real customers.
Sam, let me stick something in here before we wrap up.
Yep.
One of the problems I have with it is these are people who are early stage companies who are asking for investors. They're giving up a big chunk of their business for not nearly enough money.
Yeah.
They're going to wind up being undercapitalized and out of equity to sell to somebody else. And most of them haven't sold anything to customers. We don't know if the dogs would eat the dog food, and many of them would have been better off to have bootstrapped for a while, got a little bit of bank funding, got some things under their feet, and then go out for investors. What do you think?
Well, it's, we don't know. Actually, most of them who actually get funding do have customers.
Yeah.
At least some customers.
Well, some of them do. Yeah, some of them do.
Yeah, and those are the ones who get the funding, and those who don't. But yeah, and we don't know how they do after they
get. Many of them are not asking. They're not asking for enough money. They're going to wind up being undercapitalized. That's one of the biggest challenges, I think.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
Hey Sam,
yeah.
Thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back
soon.
All
right, I appreciate you.
Hey, see you next time, Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen. Norwood Analytics. Check out his writings, which some of the things we talked about today are on his website. You'll like them. I got to go for this hour. Jim Blassie game. I'll be back. See you with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.